All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. Their sleepy time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Daylight savings time can hit you so hard. What if you could regain the energy you lost from the time change? 5-hour energy has made 1-hour energy a tiny pick-me-up for getting you through the day or days ahead in one tiny bottle, but a lot of big energy. Like me, you may feel daylight savings time feels like the worst day of the year, but thanks to the new 1-hour energy shot from 5-hour energy, it won't. Whether it's late night projects or just trying to power through your life, I get it. I know how hard it is to lose an hour of daylight. That's why I now have a secret weapon handy, the 1-hour energy shot. I've found something that really helps me get over those humps. It's not the same as the 5-hour energy you already know. This one is specifically designed for that extra boost. This is for a targeted boost for when you need it the most. It's quick and effective energy, provides a feeling of alertness and energy, and helps fight back against that lost hour during daylight savings time. Keep one in your gym bag, your desk, or in your car. It's so convenient, you gotta have it on hand. Check out the 1-hour energy shot and conquer your day. Visit 5hourenergy.com to find a retailer new you and try the limited 1-hour energy shot. One less hour in the day. Challenge accepted.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
When you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I thought I had it last week, and I was watching it till the very end, and then I realized, wrong Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, initially you took Morikawa, and then you flipped on the show to Hideki, because I informed you that it was Hideki that had already won this year.
Correct.
I also then, before you made any picks, gave you the alley-oop of Russell Henley.
I'm like,
you take Russell Henley.
Here, yeah.
Have it.
I was close.
Slam it.
I was close. I was this close to doing it, and I didn't. And so I'm this full disclosure for the audience. I'm watching this on Sunday. My kid had another practice with for football with another kid in the neighborhood. So I went to their dad's house afterwards and was kind of swapping notes and everything else. And he had golf on. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, shit. He goes, who did you take this week on the golf show? And I go, dude, I got Morikawa. I got the guy. Like, that's him. Yes. This is it. I'm doing it.
Stalls out in the back nine. Henley, Eagles on, I think.
Eagles. 15 on 16. It was on 16 that he chips in from that chip in Eagle. 15. And holy shit, dude. It was fun to watch. Like, that was a blast of a...
I caught the end. I was at a Butler pitch and putt here in Austin, Texas.
Were you really?
A little par three course.
Okay. How was that?
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's they redid it after COVID. It's great.
I love a good par three. I used to play at that one in Los Feliz and Swingers. We used to go all the fucking time. It was a blast.
I was flushing it.
Yeah. Those are fun, man. I almost enjoy a good par three more than a real course.
Depends on the mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to drink and have fun, and I want it to be quick.
Maybe
I don't want to spend
some small games with your friends.
Yep.
Like, yeah. All right,
I don't want to spend 5 hours there. So
every birdie's $5.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we used to do all the time. And I miss that place.
It's cheap too. It's like
very cheap.
You're paying like, I don't know, $15-$16 to play the par three course.
So the one at Swingers was $10. Yeah. And they serve booze.
They got plenty of booze here.
So it was rad. Yeah. I mean, we used to do it, you know, after auditions and everything else. So, yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But it was a fun tournament last week. I enjoyed it. The big names did not show up.
We had a couple, and then they faltered. I mean, I had JT. He melted on the weekend. Shane Lowry ejected on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Scheffler.
Scotty's still been stuck in neutral. He can't putt right now. He's got to figure out the putter again.
I don't know if he's going to win the Masters.
Well, he probably will.
I don't think he will.
He probably will.
He's not looked like Scotty of old. Something is off.
He came back from that glass bottle.
I think it's Rory this year, man.
Could be.
I think it's Rory's time.
Rory's going to win the major. He's not going to win the Masters, though.
Okay.
Too much pressure. I don't think Rory will ever win the Masters.
I'm going to throw some money on him.
I can see Quail Hollow this year with the PGA Championship.
Okay.
Obviously, he's got a great history there.
Sure.
Suits his game. But I just think it's too mental for him to win at Augusta at this point.
Maybe. And you might be right. And did you watch the new Full Swing?
I have not watched any of the Full Swings, actually.
It gets deep, dude.
Yeah.
It gets deep. I mean, they go through the divorce and all of it.
Yeah.
God damn it, man. Watching him on Full Swing, I love him. Like, he's one of my favorite players. So they focus on him, Bryson DeChambeau making his comeback and complete 180, and the love affair that everybody's got with him, and it's just really fucking good, and it makes you root for these people even harder. Like, Rory seems like a real fucking person, whereas Tiger Woods, you never had that kind of access to him, and I never knew who he was.
R.I.P. Cat.
Until that golf club came down through the windshield on Christmas Eve.
Achilles, right?
Well, but let's go back before that. He tore his Achilles yesterday, so he's done for God knows how many years. The off leg, by the way.
He was already done.
It wasn't on the robotic leg. You know that, right?
So he's got two bad legs now.
Correct.
He might as well just chop them both off.
He's done. He's 49 years old. Tiger is done, and it breaks my heart.
Go Oscar Pistorius, like...
Yeah, bendy legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ting-ting with it. But, with him, when his wife put that golf club through the windshield, that was kind of it. Like, that was the downfall, and then we had...
Well, that was, what, 2009?
It was. But here's the thing. All the mystique and the mystery behind Tiger Woods went out the window after that.
2013, though, he won 5 times.
He did. But as far as players going up against him, that mystique was gone because we finally saw who Tiger actually was. And with Rory, we're watching it in real time of who he actually is. And it makes me root for him more. Like, I really want him to win the Masters.
Fair. We also don't put enough respect on Tiger winning the fucking Masters in 2019.
Not at all.
That was just things currently just kind of blow by me. And it seems like as if I'm like life has passed me by and I'm not really fully grasping things in the moment. But like the Tiger Masters win in 2019 was insane.
Insane. But then go back because they played this the other night. Last night when we were talking about the Achilles for Tiger and how now he's most certainly never going to reach Nicklaus's record, so who's the all-time great? And they went back to that Masters in, what was it, 86, at 46 years old, where Nicklaus won. And that seems even more impressive now than Tiger's win, where there's no fucking way a 46-year-old guy is going to win a major anymore.
Well, I mean, Phil beat him, right? Phil passed him with the PGA Championship.
Oh, shit.
Kiowa. Remember that?
That's right, yeah. Dude.
Some of the shit that's just happened the last couple of years because of COVID, my brain's just foggy.
You're right.
My memory, everything's getting memory hold. I forget everything.
God damn it, dude. Because Phil
won at 50. That's insane.
Because Phil's been on live, he has been invisible to me.
Yeah.
I don't even think about him anymore. I don't even think about him anymore. God damn it, you're right. What the fuck's happening to us, dude, as a culture?
I think we just are getting dumber.
That's what I think. Yeah. I'm saying on the show all the time, I'm getting dumber every day.
It's in the water.
I know. Well, it's in the hard AF seltzer here is what it really is in. Jesus Christ. All right. New week, new us, new winners. We're going for it this week. We got the Players' Championship, which I love. Yeah, I love the Players' Championship.
The old school best field in golf. Not quite the case anymore. No Rahm, no DeChambeau, no Kepka, no Cam Smith.
I miss those guys. I miss everybody you just said I miss.
Yeah. I miss about six dudes from LIV. Bryson, Sergio-ish,
yep.
Maybe.
You know Sergio lives here?
I do. I've met Sergio a few times, actually.
I can tell you his neighborhood.
I've talked to and interviewed Sergio a couple times, and every time I've interacted with Sergio Garcia, he wins the next week.
He's 15 minutes up the road right now, and weird. I was shocked.
His good luck charm.
I met with an investor, and he goes, yeah, it's my next-door neighbor. And I was like, what? In the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. Our kids are friends and all that other stuff. I was like, okay.
He married a chick from UT.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense. Okay. Well, there's a golf course in that neighborhood, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There's a golf course in a bunch of neighborhoods, so I'm not fucking outing anybody on this. Who do you got this week, Delco?
He did get pissed, though. I think somebody during the media day remember the Dell Match Play?
Yes.
Here in Austin.
Which I loved.
They asked him about how he loves living in Austin, and he was just like, don't tell people that.
I know. Like, I know.
I don't. What do you mean? I don't live here.
Yeah.
It's like, shh, keep that on the DL.
No, I'm sure he doesn't. Yeah. Sorry. I'll tell you what. You can put that on me and not Delco.
No. At this point, I think everyone already knows this.
All right, I outed him. It's whatever, man. Knowledge. Whatever. Who do you got this week in the Players?
I'll be real with you. I hate everyone on my card that I went with.
Extremely surprised at every single person on your card here.
I went with guys I just don't like.
I know. You hate these guys.
I hate these guys. Except I'm starting to turn on Keegan. I'll say that first. Keegan Bradley's one of my picks, 48-1.
Okay.
He's playing red hot. Obviously was scorching on Sunday at the Arnold Palmer. You know, he's got a decent history here. Not too bad. He fucked me the one year. Remember I picked him and he went in the water.
Yeah.
Cam Smith, I believe, won that Players' Championship.
Yes.
Or actually it was Cam that went in the water and there was like a glimmer of hope, but he ended up pulling it up. But we're going back to the well, Keegan Bradley at the Players, 48-1. We're then going Wyndham Clark, who also boned me last year.
Yeah.
He went 48-1. I've
won a couple times off him, though. I always bet Wyndham. I like Wyndham Clark. You hate him, though, but I like him.
I don't know what it is about him. But
and then the last one, tell the audience here, because this is a stunner.
It's just the value. 90-1 for a major champion.
Sure.
And a guy that's starting to play better.
Yeah.
Finished top 22 last week. Starting to find
the pin in the hole.
Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. You hate him.
90-1. He's got zero juice. He's in the PGA 2K games. I don't know who would ever play with Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Nope.
Not even his entire family.
I wouldn't even let my kids play him.
Yeah. I don't like anyone on this card, but I like how they're going to finish in this tournament. So Wyndham Clark, 48-1. Keegan Bradley, 48-1. Matthew Fitzpatrick, 90-1. And then it's not on the card, but I'll throw a flyer on a first-round leader, Harris English.
Okay.
At 100-1.
He's played well this year. I understand that. For me here, oh boy. This is Bubba's moment. I put my mama on it. I'm going Ludvig, 18-1. Okay. I think Ludvig.
Big year.
This is it. He's already won once.
Mm.
I think this is his big fucking I'm here moment. And I don't think he wins the Masters or anything. I don't think he wins a major, but this is like the fifth major. So I think he wins this, but then not anything else.
Okay.
So I'm going Ludvig at 18-1 here. I always check the boards, by the way, the message boards and all that other shits. Betting on golf is a thing. For real. That's the only reason why we do it on the show. My bookie loves the show because of that reason. And there is a lot of weird underground boards. Last, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I took Daniel Berger, was on that board. The guy's name that I'm seeing this week over and over again on every fucking message board is Tommy Fleetwood at 30-1.
Good luck. Have him.
I hate him. Yeah, look, taking people you hate. I'm taking somebody I hate.
Tommy would be a top five.
Why is he on everybody's pick list this week?
Data, the numbers.
Okay.
He's playing really well.
All right.
He doesn't win. Yeah. He's never won on the PGA Tour.
I know. And it'll probably fuck me.
It's got to be a combination, right? You got to go with data / vibes.
Yes.
You got a little combination of both.
So vibes, Ludvig. Data?
Tommy.
And then last one is just a safe play in the middle of the road. I'm going with good old-fashioned soft serve.
Xander.
22-1, Xander
Schauffele.
Just
for the number.
Number's big.
Full transparency. I also grabbed him at, I think, 32-1.
Yeah.
Just because he's 32-1.
So he's 22-1 right now, and soft serve is always consistent. He'll be there.
It's just the second tournament back. You don't really know how he's going to...
Correct.
He's got to get the reps in.
Yes. So we don't know what we're going to see, but when he's on, he's one of the very best there is. And last year, let's face it, he was fucking on. Yeah. So I'm going to go back to soft serve simply because these numbers are great. 22-1 is fucking rad for soft serve. So
you want to take somebody like way out of the way too?
Go ahead.
For you? Anybody? Oh. Anybody like at like 200 or 150-1?
Go ahead. That's not my world, but yeah.
Well, right now, you can get Joel Damon at 226-1.
So, look, Joel was a full swing legend. Everybody loves him, all that other stuff.
He's playing well, though.
He's playing very well. And, like, he's always been in the top 10 for pretty much every fucking tournament this year. And he's taking it seriously and all that other stuff. I just think the pressure would be too much.
For sure. I'm not going to take any credit if these guys win. I'm just.
Can I give you two that I like?
I'm letting the audience know. There's some numbers out there.
You know what? Because I'm going to bet five. I've bet two others in real life.
You can get Billy Ho at 160 or 76-1.
No, I know. Can I tell you?
Jake Knapp at 227-1.
Can I say the people that I took on the side?
Okay.
Sepp Straka in these beats at 50-1.
Okay.
And then Victor Hovland at 80-1.
That's decent price, but he's
figure it out. I know. He's hurt right now. He's trying to figure it out. But
he just switched shoes on his because he putts different now. He's lost his mind.
Yes, he has. Yeah. But if he figures it out, he's always got a shot to win. So.
He's tinkering.
Yeah, he's tinkering. In the lab. He's tinkering. So we'll see what happens. But one more time with your picks.
So the official picks: Wyndham Clark, Keegan Bradley, Matthew Fitzpatrick, and then Harris English is 100-1. For a first round leader, I'll take that. And then again, like I said, there's some names out there. You can get some good prices. You can get a Jason Day at 67-1. You can get a Justin Rose at 150-1.
Jason Day is a good one, man. I like those numbers.
Yeah.
I'm bored as shit too, like gambling wise, because I'm waiting for March Madness to start here. You know. By the way, I did win on UNCW, winning the CAA tournament before it started. That paid off at 3-1. Thank you
did
to
you
the
have,
Seahawks, too.
St. Francis, Pennsylvania, making the tournament with
a
sub-500 record?
Did not. But I did bet on the UNCW, Wilmington Seahawks. Only that was a heart pick. I put it up in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. You know me, man. I love Wilmington. So congratulations to those guys for making the tourney. And it also paid me 3-1, which was nice, and I enjoyed it.
Good vibes going into the week, though. Players,
I feel good about this, dude.
It's the best. It's
I love it.
It's the best tournament I've ever been to.
Big fan. Really?
Yeah.
Even the Masters?
All right, the Masters was perfect for the day. So, but it was a whole week experience at the Players.
Okay.
I was on. We had a beach house right on the beach.
I understand that.
Yeah.
For me, it was probably Waste Management just because of those suites where I was just like, all right, cool.
Day experience, nothing beats the Masters. And then Waste Management also probably beats the Players. But the whole package, the whole access we also had, we interviewed a bunch of players. We interviewed Bryson.
Yeah.
We interviewed Tom Hoagie.
Yeah.
We interviewed a bunch of guys who were their first-time players at the Players Championship. It was fun.
Well, and that's the thing. And I try to tell people this when they're buying tickets on drinkerbrostickets.com, shameless plug here, it's about the experience, and you never know what's going to happen, and that really affects what that memory is for you. how you felt, where you were, like taking my dad to the Field of Dreams game. I'll never forget that. That was one of the greatest experiences of my life. The Masters with my dad was one of the greatest experiences of my life. And not because, you know, I saw Tiger win or whatever it was just hanging out with him or whatever was going on. Waste management, just simply because just a dope ass fucking suite, yeah. And we got rocked all day. Like, it was amazing.
Time, yeah.
12 hours we fucking partied. So yeah, it just depends on what it is, but I love the players. I'm amped about this weekend, and yeah, I'm going Ludwig, Tommy Fleetwood, and my last one is soft serve. Xander Schauffele, 22-1 there.
There you go.
Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Don't forget to pop in that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.